Hey everybody, this is India Owens inviting you to join me in the Jazz Room with host Joan Watson Jones.
Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists, as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. Today we welcome bassist, composer, India Owens. We met briefly after her set at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival. You're listening now to Feel Good from her CD, Feel Good Music. Enjoy.
Thank you.
welcome to the Jazz Room, India Owens.
Thank you, Joan.
All right, so you're from Detroit.
Yes. I
listened a little bit to Scott and what have you, and were you always this girl who loved music?
Yes, I've always loved music. I used to sing at home and try to be just like Tina Turner and watch all the videos and dance and sing. Actually, I wanted to be a singer at first. And one of the days, my mom brought me a present. She bought me a present, and that was a keyboard for Christmas. So I started playing by ear, and I was playing for Elise. I was playing everything that I heard on TV and the radio. And then I started with violin after that because of a free music program in elementary school.
Cool.
And after that, I was still a classical musician. My teacher in high school overheard me picking up the bass and playing Mozart Symphony No. 25 by ear. And he said, well, we need a bass player, so you can either play the bass or get an F. And my mom doesn't do Fs.
All right. So I had to play the
bass.
That.
Yeah.
I'll do that. All right. That's really cool. And who were your early influences? And I want to say the ones you listened to, but also the ones who helped you go forward. Let's do both.
Okay. Well, the ones I listened to were a lot of Motown artists. Being from Detroit, I was used to listening to Stevie Wonder and the Supremes and the Temptations, and also watching their videos. It was just such a high level of excellence and things that I could strive for. Also, my first mentor, Marcus Belgrave, a great trumpet player out of Detroit, was my first mentor. And he taught me so much, and I could not play as well as the other musicians, but he poured everything he had into my learning experience. And one of the very first gigs that I played was with him. And it was a gig that I'll never forget. He just really was an angel in my life, as well as Rodney Whitaker. And yeah, those are some of the main influences. And of course, going to church. I went to church about 4 times a week, and that was perfecting church with the Winans. So
I always
heard
the
great
name.
Music.
I know the name.
Mm-hmm.
It's surprising, you know, how much. When we start talking music, if we've never met, we already have something in common.
Yes.
That's what's beautiful about this music.
Yes.
Now, I know you relocated to New York.
Yes.
And I heard about your day job. You have a cool day job.
Yes.
Is it a day job or a night job? Which?
It's pretty much both. So we pre-tape around 5:15 at the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And sometimes on our live show, we'll start at 11:30 at night.
Oh, my goodness. You know, so tell us a little bit about what it's like to work on this Stephen Colbert show.
It's great. And it's great because everyone is so serious. And the band keeps the integrity of the music. So there's never a day where we fall under 100% dedication. We learn the music. There's no drama, and everybody is playing their best because we only have a short amount of time to make a statement. So I love that part about it. And even though it's very serious, we still make it fun. So my ideas are valid. Everyone else's ideas are valid, and we really work as a collective, and we're pretty much a strong unit as a band.
Here's another cut from her CD, Feel Good Music, titled Miss Seeley's Blues, featuring Endia and Chanel Jones on vocals. Thank you.
Sister, you've been on my mind. Sister, we're two of a kind. So, sister, I'm keeping my eye on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing. But sing in the blues. Oh, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too. Struggling, we've been down that lonesome road and seen a lot of suns going down. Oh, but trust me, ain't no low life's gonna run us around. So let me tell you something, sister. You better remember your name. Don't let no twister steal your stuff away. My sister, we sure ain't got a whole lot of time. So come on, shake your shimmy. Sister, honey, this sister's doing some road and seen a lot of suns going down. Ooh, but trust me, ain't no low life's gonna run. Ooh, let me tell you something, sister. Remember your name, and no twister's gonna steal your stuff away, my sister. We sure ain't got a whole lot of time, so come. Sister's doing fine.
You're in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. We continue with our interview with bassist composer India Owens at the Pittsburgh International Jazz Festival.
That's good. Now, tell me about when you did the Super Bowl.
Okay, so I recorded for the Super Bowl, so I wasn't physically there because of COVID, actually. So.
Oh, my goodness.
That was... I'm just happy to be in the numbers. So I got to record with the artist Her, and it was a part of a small string section of about four people. And yes, it took half a day to record, if that, and it was beautiful.
Oh, that is wonderful. Can we still find that somewhere?
Yes, you can find the recording playing. And if you type in Her Super Bowl performance, it'll pop right up.
Yes. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I found it interesting. You wrote something called, a suite called Ida's Crusade.
Yes.
Tell me about your project, that one.
Yes. So I was commissioned to write an original piece for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. And I chose to write my piece about Ida B. Wells, one of my great influences. I read her autobiography, and I was completely inspired. I also believe that a lot of these inspiring people, especially Black women who are trailblazers and were trailblazers, rarely get written about enough or have pieces dedicated to them enough. So I wanted to really dedicate that to her life. And it's a four-piece suite. And yes, it was more of like a long homecoming song in dedication to her.
Interesting. Yes. Is there somewhere I could hear that? Or?
Yes, it's on YouTube. It's on the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra's new album, the Freedom and Justice Suites. So.
Okay.
Wow.
What's next?
I'm looking forward to doing as much as I possibly can. I really just want to maximize my time here on Earth. And I am a person that has fought to be here and fought for my life. And I will live a beautiful life. And I will do what I am destined to do. I really believe that in my heart of hearts. And it's predestined to me. So what I would love to do, I have an organization called the Community Cookout.
Yeah.
And we give out hundreds of free meals and free music concerts to communities around the world now. So we've helped thousands of people since 2020. And also I would love to get into film scoring. That's something I'm working on right now, to be the go-to person. So I'm trying to find the Steven Spielberg to my John Williams.
I understand.
Yes, yeah. And of course, just learning more, getting better at the bass, just being a better human being, and philanthropist and activist through the music.
Yeah, now how can people learn about your music?
People can learn about my music if they just go to indiaowens.com. They can go to my Tiny Desk. If you type in NPR Tiny Desk and Dia Owens, they can look up my albums, Feel Good Music.
All right.
I have some work that I've done with Solange. Those videos are on YouTube. Yeah.
All right, because it's good to know, because we are a technological medium now.
Yes.
In every way. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the Jazz Room, India Owens.
Thank you, Joan.
To Ida's Crusade from the Jazz at Lincoln Center album Freedom and Justice Suite. Learn more about India at andiaowens.com. we've come to the end of another show. Thank you for spending time here with us in the Jazz Room. To learn more about the Jazz Room, visit my website, JoanWatsonJones.com/The Jazz Room, where you'll be able to listen to more interviews and see photos of many of the artists interviewed in the past. Until next time, you've been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.